everyone is aware that ICE is certainly a common modality used in physical therapy clinics, but what if I told you there was someone out there that might say, get rid of the ice, get rid of the bags, get rid of the melting water all over the place, and use BioFreeze? More on that when we return for this episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Okay, we are back with our guest today on PT Talker. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. I've got a great subject. We've got Mr. Robert Topp, and he goes by Bob. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Bob is a registered nurse, as well as a PhD, who is a professor. You actually hold the Shirley B. Powers Endowed Chair in the School of Nursing at the University of Louisville. My understanding is you've done some very interesting research regarding BioFreeze. Can you tell us a little bit about the premise of your study, and then we'll get into some more specifics?
Sure. A lot of people use BioFreeze to treat muscle soreness. They use it on the athletic field before a competition and sometimes after competition to deal with minor aches and pains.
Yeah. Now, let me just stop you there. Can you imagine, Bob, that there'd be any of our listeners out there that would not know what BioFreeze is?
I would find it hard to believe that that a physical therapist wouldn't know what BioFreeze is, but it's a menthol compound. It's in a water-based gel, and you rub it on your skin.
Okay. So kind of like in the old days, the Bengay type of thing, but this is different, obviously, but same effect?
Same concept,
menthol, yeah.
That gives you the cooling effect of the menthol.
Okay, great. Okay, so you're seeing it used by people who are trying to get ready. Typically, physical therapists will sell it to their patients or recommend that they use it for those aches and pains, as well
exactly.
as some athletic applications. Okay, go ahead.
So we were interested in, the physiological basis for this, that it gives a cooling feeling to the skin, and perhaps it aids in decreasing the inflammation in these athletes who use it. So what we did is we compared the effect of BioFreeze on blood flow in the forearm. And quite simply, we had people come in, and we had them, we measured their blood flow in their wrist, in the radial artery, and then we'd apply either ice or BioFreeze or a control substance that really didn't have any effect, and we measured their blood flow during those three circumstances or those three environments. And we found that BioFreeze had a almost immediate effect on decreasing blood flow.
Decreased blood flow. Okay.
Correct.
Right.
And that happened within 5 minutes, and then the effects tended to wear off around 20 minutes after application. Ice, on the other hand, decreased blood flow by the same amount, around 20 to 30% decrease in blood flow, but ice didn't have that effect on blood flow until after about 15 to 20 minutes. So the idea was that BioFreeze can have an immediate effect on decreasing blood flow, but wears off after about 15 minutes. And ice, on the other hand, decreases blood flow, but it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to show a similar effect.
Hmm. So from a clinical perspective, or even clinical perspective, physical therapists right now use ice post-treatment before the patient goes home. Do I have that part right?
They'll use it before treatment, during, after, a lot of different uses for ice in the physical therapy clinic.
Okay. So how would you purport that BioFreeze could replace the bag of ice in the clinic, and if so, how?
You could use it the exact same way, only get an immediate effect on blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
As well as the one of the benefits of ice and BioFreeze is it has a numbing effect. Now, the way ice works is it actually numbs the or decreases the action potentials or numbs the skin, if you will. BioFreeze, on the other hand, it's called a counter-irritant. That is, you can only sense one disagreeable sensation at a time. So what happens is after you put the BioFreeze on, you feel the the cooling effect of the biofreeze and not so much the underlying pain in the area. So you get a similar pain-relieving effect of the biofreeze also. One of the benefits of the biofreeze over ice is that it's not going to harm the underlying tissue. That is, if you leave ice on long enough, you can actually develop a frostbite.
Uh-huh.
But you're not going to get that with the biofreeze.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about then the length of effect. So you said that biofreeze, the effectiveness of the biofreeze wears off after 15 minutes?
Right. That's the blood flow effect.
Okay.
Now the pain relieving effect may last a little longer. That wasn't really the focus of our study.
Okay. So you were affecting blood or trying to measure blood flow. So let's just say I'm putting ice on post-treatment before I go home in order to reduce any possibility of swelling from, say, a Therex session from doing exercise.
Right.
Is one more effective than the other if I'm going to leave the clinic?
Well, obviously the biofreeze would be more portable. I mean, you could put your shirt on and get in your car and drive home. With the ice, you have to have it strapped on your shoulder or your leg, wherever the treatment is being applied, and it makes it a little more difficult to move around with that.
So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, how long does the effect of ice last? If we know that that biofreeze, the effect lasts for 15 minutes, and so I'm assuming at the end of 15 minutes, blood flow returns to normal, how long after removing the bag of ice does blood flow return to normal?
If you remove the bag of ice, it's almost, within 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay. So it's all a time issue then.
Right. Well as the recommended duration of ice application is between 20 and 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because when you get into that, you start getting into some tissue damage, so you have to take the ice off at the point where you start seeing the maximum effect of decreasing blood flow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have an ongoing trial where we're combining ice and biofreeze. So you get the immediate effect of the biofreeze and then more of the long-lasting effect of the ice. And actually, it seems like they have a combination effect. That is, instead of having that 20 to 30% decrease in blood flow, we're seeing decreases up around 40 to 45%.
Oh, wow. When will that study be done?
We're currently in the process of trying to get it published.
Okay. Oh, very good. All right. Now, this current study that, and I believe we saw a press release put out by Hygienic, has it been published?
It's been accepted for publication in the... I can't remember the journal.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. So is there any way you could email that to me and we'll put it up on the blog in case people want to
absolutely.
Keep...
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Very good. So just in summary then, for physical therapists that might be listening out there, do you recommend that they use biofreeze instead of ice? I guess that's the bottom line here.
Well, it depends on the effect they're going for. If they're looking for maybe a long-term onset and a long-term kind of sustained effect, I would recommend the ice. If they're looking for more of a immediate effect and that's maybe a little more portable, that is if the physical therapist is out on the playing field mm-hmm. and they want to start, the anti-inflammation treatment right away, put the biofreeze on.
Okay. All right. And now I know there's some different strengths in the biofreeze now. Don't the wipes have a stronger concentration, and did you notice any difference, or was that not tried part of the study?
We have another ongoing trial with the wipe, the 10% biofreeze, and since the medium of application, that is the biofreeze, the regular biofreeze is 3.5% menthol, mm-hmm. and it's a gel.
Okay.
The wipes are obviously a wipe, and they're a water-based, not a glycerin-based, so they evaporate a lot quicker. So we didn't see the same magnitude of effect with the wipe, even though it had a higher menthol content. And we estimated that was probably due to the application medium. So if Hygienic someday wants to put it in glycerin, it would probably be an interesting study.
Okay. All right. Well, a staple in the physical therapy community, biofreeze, ongoing studies, ongoing research. It's good to know that that's being done so that, everybody anecdotally knows that it works, but it's nice to have some research, some evidence, as everyone out there is trying to practice what what the evidence is showing. So thank you very much for helping us out today.
Okay. If you could email me and just request that article citation, I'll get it to you on Monday morning.
All right. Very good. All right. Bob Topp has been our guest today on PT Talker. If you have any questions or anything that you want to maybe challenge us with or something that you maybe would like more information about, please feel free to send an email to me at feedback@pttalker.com. Bob Topp, who is a RN, registered nurse, and PhD doing the research at the University of Louisville in the School of Nursing, was our guest today on PT Talker, and previous episodes are always available on iTunes. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you tell all your friends about PT Talker, and don't forget, get out there and help someone get well today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.